It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Consider this an effort to accentuate the positive. President Bush is visiting Iraq today, and he's visiting a western province, Anbar province. That's an area that's seen some of the worst violence of the war, but it's also an area where American commanders have described progress in recent months. The president is traveling with his defense secretary and his secretary of state. NPR's Corey Flintoff is covering the story from Baghdad. And Corey, how is it that the U.S. is claiming it made progress in Anbar province?
Well, really, the U.S. military has been promoting Anbar as a success story, in part because they say that the U.S. has won over the cooperation of Sunni tribal sheikhs who are now helping in the fight against al-Qaeda. And in fact, the military has scored some real successes here. If you remember, about this time last year, The Sunni towns of Ramadi and Fallujah were among the most violent insurgent centers in the country. U.S. troops in Ramadi especially were taking heavy casualties, and now those towns are relatively quiet. The U.S. has recruited these tribal groups who were described as being fed up with al-Qaeda. You know, they say that they don't want the rigid ideology imposed on their people. They have been turned off by the indiscriminate violence, and people say that al-Qaeda overplayed its hand by trying to force these people to support them with a campaign of assassinations and bombings. So they say that has brought them to fight al-Qaeda and groups like it.
Corey, how significant is it that the president would visit Anbar now?
I think it's very significant because, for one thing, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is in the process of getting his coalition together as parliament starts. The other big thing, of course, is that the top commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, and the U.S. Ambassador, Ryan Crocker, are due to present their reports on the success of the surge. So this could do a couple of things. It could, give a brighter picture of what seems to be happening with the surge, and it could also preempt whatever bad news might be coming out in those reports. If the president can visit Anbar, it shows that this really intransigent place, has been a success story. It's also drawn attention away from another significant story today, which was the British troop withdrawal from downtown Basra, the oil port in southern Iraq.
Let's talk about that for a moment, if we can. How significant is that the British are getting out of that town? And is this a victory or defeat?
Well, it's a cause for worry among U.S. commanders, because if violence breaks out there, and it very likely could, because there are three major Shiite militias that are vying for control, and Basra is the sort of the neck of the bottle of Iraq's oil wealth, and it's also an important trade center. It's close to the border of Iraq. So control there is very important, and it's entirely possible that fighting could break out. If it does and British troops are out of the picture, the U.S. may have to divert badly needed American troops to those areas, and that would leave them with a shortage in Baghdad and in the northern provinces.
Okay, Corey, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.